That is to be empiric. The criminal always work at one crime. That is the true criminal who seems predestinate to crime and who will of none other. This criminal has not full man brain. He is clever and cunning and resourceful, but he be not of man's stature as to brain. He be of child brain in much. Now this criminal of ours is predestinate to crime also. He too have child brain, and it is of the child to do what he have done. The little bird, the little fish, the little animal learn not by principle, but empirically. And when he learn to do, then there is to him the ground to start from to do more. Dos pusto, said Archimedes, give me a fulcrum, and I shall move the world. To do once is the fulcrum whereby child brain become man brain. And until he have the purpose to do more, he continue to do the same again every time, just as he have done before. Oh, my dear, I see that your eyes are opened, and that to you the lightning flash show all the leagues. For Mrs. Harker began to clap her hands, and her eyes sparkled. He went on. Now, you shall speak. Tell us two dry men of science what you see with those so bright eyes. He took her hand and held it whilst she spoke. His finger and thumb closed on her pulse, as I thought instinctively and unconsciously, as she spoke. The Count is a criminal, and of criminal type. Nordau and Lombroso would so classify him, and qua criminal, he is of imperfectly formed mind. Thus, in a difficulty, he has to seek resource in habit. His past is a clue, and the one page of it that we know, and that from his own lips, tells that once before, when in what Mr. Morris would call a tight place, he went back to his own country from the land he had tried to invade, and thence, without losing purpose, prepared himself for a new effort. He came again, better equipped for his work, and won. So he came to London to invade a new land. He was beaten, and when all hope of success was lost, and his existence in danger, he fled back over the sea to his home, just as formerly he had fled back over the Danube from Turkeyland.
"Good, good, oh, you so clever lady," said Van Helsing, enthusiastically, as he stooped and kissed her hand.
A moment later he said to me, as calmly as though we had been having a sick-room consultation,
72 only, and in all this excitement, I have hope.